Okay, welcome everybody. This is a special teleconference meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It's Friday, June 30th, and we're looking forward to spending a wonderful evening together at the outset of our 4th of July weekend, and hope you enjoy it as well. Teresa Allen is the secretary. Would you call the roll, Teresa?
Okay. All right. In the same tone as our chair, this is Teresa Allen, and it is such a joy to serve as the secretary of this foundation. All right, we're going to take roll. David Adelson?
Here.
Teresa Allen is here. Mary Berg?
Here.
Evelyn Bethune?
Here.
Lydia Brazon?
Here.
A.C. Berg?
Here.
Lisa Davis?
Present.
Yvonne Dooley? Patty Heffley is absent. Ray LaForest? Ambrose Lane?
Here.
Thank you. Bob Letterer?
Happily here.
Thank you. Alan Minnesky?
Joyously present.
Rosalinda Montes Palacios?
Present.
Thank you. Sarv Randhawa?
Jackson.
Thank you. Sarv Randhawa?
He went off. He'll be back in 5 minutes.
He'll be back.
Okay. I'm sure he'll check in. Rip Robbins?
Present.
Rob Robinson?
Here.
Deb Shafto?
Joyfully present also.
Zarina Shakir? Okay, I'm going to mark her absent for now. Phil Jackson?
Here.
Excellent.
Sarv Randhawa?
All right, thank you. Don White?
Here.
LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Lonnie Hicks?
Here.
And Greg Guma.
Here.
Okay.
Teresa,
we have quorum, Mr. Chair.
Great. And before we start, I just want to say Phil Jackson is the new staff rep representing KPFT in Houston to the board. Sandy Weinman stepped down from the board, and we're very happy to have Phil joining us. Phil, if you'd like to say anything about yourself before the festivities start, please feel free to introduce yourself to folks.
Just want to let you know how very pleased I am to be joining you, and how much I'm very looking forward to getting to know each and every one of you a great deal better, finding out what the issues are and where I can be most helpful.
Great. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
The draft agenda, which was sent around, begins with the roll call and the approval.
Move approval.
Agenda. Okay.
Second.
Is there a second?
Okay. Yes,
before we approve the agenda, I just want to point out that it's quite long, and we have not yet corresponded on the issue of meeting dates. And rather than take the time on that issue over the call, may I suggest that we defer that and try again to have someone organize that online to take that 15 minutes back from the agenda? Would that be acceptable to people?
Yeah, this is Lydia. May I?
Sure. Go ahead.
Comment. Okay. Yes, that would be fine as long as those people that have the date restrictions, if they can kind of initiate it. So if you can, as chair, since it started with a conflict with your schedule, can start the ball rolling and say these are the dates I can't make it, that Lonnie can perhaps then chime in and say we need the until at least this time so that we can include the budget stuff. So we know the criteria, then we can, it would give us a faster start, I think.
Okay, is there any objection? I'll do that. Is there any objection to then deferring that item?
Well, this is Bob. I just have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I recalled that we actually agreed on a date when we were in New York. Is that?
We did.
That was what I remembered, but then I looked in the minutes, and I was told by others that we hadn't decided. We certainly didn't
September
decide on the telephone.
I don't remember. I remember that we were going to do it by email.
I wrote it in my calendar for whatever that's worth.
What did you write in?
I wrote in the
15th of September.
Okay. So just so people know, those are the dates that I won't be there. I mean, I won't.
That was the original date.
Yes. No, the original date was the 20th.
All right. Well, I agree with you, Dave. We should do it online.
Yeah. We'll deal with that. I can check the minutes. Are there any other amendments to the agenda?
Don White here.
Don?
I would like to make a two-sentence, less than 1 minute report on audit committee Following the scheduling of the next meeting, following committee reports, so that would be after Corporate Council Task Force report, but mine would be less than a minute.
Do people agree to allow Don to make an informational comment only? We're not able to conduct business on any item not in the notice of meeting.
Less than a minute?
I don't see the point, actually.
You don't see what?
Okay, less than a minute. Less than a minute. I'm amenable to that.
No objection.
I agree with Sarv.
Okay. Are there any other amendments to the agenda?
I have a question relating the motion of meeting on meeting dates deferral.
Yes.
When do you think we will have information on the final date for September? Because we do have a deadline to meet for hotel and other matters.
I'd like to confer via email in the next several days, and I think we're going to be needing to schedule a meeting between now and the end of July in any case. Certainly the end of July at the latest, and
that's
preferably
putting it a little
before
bit.
That.
Can I?
Mr. Chair.
Alisa
like
and Teresa.
I just want to say, and for whatever this is worth, because I certainly didn't write it down and don't remember specifically, because I was under the assumption that we were going more toward like the September 30th, October 1st weekend, because I remember thinking, so it's going to be like we're meeting in October. So whatever that's worth, that's worth.
That was my memory too, Bill.
Zarina?
Teresa?
Oh, Zarina.
Thank you. I got Zarina. Thank you. Actually, Mr. Chair, you asked for reaction to postponing the decision of the date for the September PNB meeting, and I am concerned that we not just try to handle this by email. I was counting ballots when this was discussed at the national meeting when we were face-to-face, and I was frankly disappointed that a decision was not reached at that. I mean, when we're face-to-face and we can't reach it, I know the way the emails work, and I know how it's been done in the past, and a few people say, I can't do it on such and such a date, and you don't end up with a date out of politeness to those people. So I think we should hash it out and agree on a date tonight, if at all possible.
Well, we have a communication, Mr. Chair, from Terry Goodman. What's the date on this thing? April 23rd, and it outlines all the meetings for the rest of the year. And there it is, September 15th.
I quite recall, I'll get to you in a second, Mary. I quite recall we did set that date. And then when I mentioned that I would not be available for it, Lydia proposed a motion to amend that something previously adopted at the last meeting, and that's how it came before us again.
And then we learned also Lonnie had said we needed additional time because we want to be able to include the budget. The finalizing the budget, so it would be better if it were a little bit later in September, and then Zarina and Ramadan. So that was kind of like the criteria we were talking about.
Okay.
But I would be, as long as we have a deadline, which I would recommend not waiting until the end of July, but doing it maybe by the, let's say, the 15th of July, I would volunteer to call anyone who does not respond by email in a timely manner, so that if by, let's say, the 11th, we have not heard back from folks on their preference with the dates, I'm happy to call folks to try to determine and have them respond.
You know, hearing this discussion, I'm thinking that we maybe just need to leave it in the agenda and we'll dispense with it as quickly as we can. If someone has a motion to that effect, we'll deal with it at that point in the agenda. Is that reasonable? Shall we proceed in that way and move forward?
Thanks, Dave. That's good.
Let's just do it.
Okay. Any other amendments to the agenda?
I have a question, Mr. Chair. Is there a point at anywhere where we will have a report from the Free Speech Radio News mediation team?
The Free Speech News, the motion that created that committee calls on that team to write a report to the board after each negotiating session, and there has not yet been a session. I hope that Greg can give an update on the status of that in his ED report. He included something in his written report, and so I hope we can proceed in that way. Any further amendments to the agenda?
Well, I was going to volunteer to put out something to see who can come on what dates. And
okay, so can we deal? We'll deal with that in the section.
You want to do it later?
Right.
We may never get to it, so I.
Great.
I think we need to move that up because I don't think we're going to get to any of this stuff otherwise.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Can we either move it? Can we move it up in the agenda, the first thing that we do, and get it over with? Because we need to put that notice out. We need to begin doing that.
Yeah. Okay. There's been a motion to move item 8 until after the scheduling of the next meeting. Is there
until
any objection?
I thought we were
going to place item 8 between item 3 and 4.
Okay.
Is there any objection to making that change? Okay, any further amendments? Okay, hearing none, may we adopt this agenda?
Mr. Chair, may I ask one point of information, one other question.
Mm-hmm.
May I ask who is in charge of the FSRN team? Who's the convener or spokesperson for that team?
The executive director, but that's not in order right now.
I just needed to know that. Thank you.
Okay. Are there... yes,
David?
AC.
Yeah, I'd like to request a review of the agenda because I'm hospitalized and I haven't had a chance to...
Sure. Let me read it for
better.
You. So we do give you wish you the best in recovery. Quickly, the agenda as it stands now with the change is following this section on roll call and approval of available minutes, scheduling of the next meeting for 10 minutes, the motions on meeting dates, adjusting the meeting dates for the September regular meeting and the PMB teleconferences for 15 minutes, then reports of the personnel committee, including their motions for public session for 15 minutes, the ED report for 10 minutes, the Corporate Counsel Task Force report and motion on accessing Corporate Counsel for 15, then unfinished business, which starts with the
Audit Committee.
An informational, say information from Don from the Audit Committee. A little bit of speed dialing. And then the unfinished business, which is nominations and election process for the committee to investigate racism and sexism. The motion that Ambrose put forward at our last meeting that the programming committee be authorized to work with the ED to develop criteria and budget parameters for a national program to complement Democracy Now!, the DiRienzo suspension, and the motion on committee participation by PNB members who are not members of the committee. Then we adjourn to executive session, and we have a 50-minute executive session, which will include personnel committee report and motions for executive session and an ED report.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I hate to say this, but I have another item for the agenda.
Okay.
I'm wondering if we should approve Phil Jackson for some committees or whatever we need to do to put Phil Jackson on some committees.
Mary Berg, may I speak
to
that? I think he hasn't even had a chance to get used to them. I don't think we have to try to add that onto this agenda tonight. He's only just been sitting here. So
Phil?
Here.
Phil, what would you like?
Not necessary.
I think I'd prefer to do some study before I make commitments.
Thank you.
I think you might.
I would, Mr. Chair, I would like to say that if he doesn't, then if the Finance Committee convenes, then KPFT has no representation on that committee. If the Technology Committee convenes, that there's no representation on that committee at this time.
Well, the Technology Committee probably.
Okay,
probably.
Mary, please. So there's been a motion to include replacement of Sandy Weinman on committees. Where are you proposing that be put?
How about if we put it later on in the agenda so maybe he can hear and then he might decide to jump in?
Actually, if I may, we have a long agenda. We're likely going to, the agenda does not even include the programming policy issues.
Mm-hmm.
We're likely going to need to set a meeting within the next few weeks to deal with that. Neither the Finance Committee nor the Technology Committee is scheduled to meet. At least for the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Right.
So may I suggest that we defer that?
I agree.
Are you willing to withdraw the suggestion, Teresa?
Yes, I'll do it. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, fun
yes,
information.
Sir. Go ahead.
I would like to know how item 3 differs from item 8.
The item 8 has to do with adjusting the dates that for meetings that we've already set, which include the dates of special special meeting teleconferences each month. Lydia suggested that we might want to do one or more of those on a weekend day so that the East Coast people aren't tortured by having to stay up till midnight in these marathon meetings, and also to adjust the September in-person meeting date. The scheduling of the next meeting item here is to consider whether we're going to schedule a meeting between now and the end of July to deal with things like any business we do not complete tonight, on the off chance we don't get to the full agenda, and the programming policy, which was not on this agenda.
Thank you.
Sure. Any further amendments to the agenda, or may we proceed?
Please.
Okay, hearing no objections, we'll adopt this agenda. Well, I just want to ask for the consent of the board to proceed as we have been at past meetings, where for process motions, i.e. motions to postpone or refer to committee, that I'll have the latitude to accept 2 pro and 2 con before calling a vote. Is that all right with everybody? Okay, hearing no objection, we'll proceed in that way. And additionally, at 5 minutes before the end of each item, that we proceed to a vote, that we close debate and proceed to a vote. Is that acceptable?
Fine.
Okay, hearing no objections, we'll proceed in that way. The next thing is the approval of available minutes. Teresa, do you want to speak to what minutes have been distributed to the board?
Well, we have a number of minutes that were passed out at the last meeting, one of which was the executive session minutes 326 of 06.
Okay, 326-06. We will deal with that in executive session.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I also passed out the regular minutes of 326-06.
Okay, so we have 326-06.
Okay.
Is there a motion to adopt those minutes?
So moved.
Okay, it's been moved by Elaine and seconded, I think, Lisa.
Yeah.
In there, seconded by Lisa. Any debate? Hearing none, any objection to adopting those minutes as distributed by the secretary? Hearing no objection, those are adopted. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the scheduling of the next meeting.
Wait a minute.
Go
ahead. Minutes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. We also have the minutes of 5:15 of 06.
The minutes for the May 15th, 06 meeting. Is there a motion to accept?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any debate? Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting those minutes? Okay, the May 15th minutes are adopted. Anything further, Teresa?
I'm kind of frantic because the folder that I had this in is not at my fingertips. I guess I'll sit still for now.
Okay. Then we'll move to the next item, which is the scheduling of the next meeting. The question is whether we want to schedule another meeting within, say, 2 to 3 weeks to deal with any items that we do not complete tonight, as well as the programming policy, which is one of the major policy initiatives before us, and certainly is becoming an issue as we deal with how we're going to and whether we're going to establish some national programming this fall. Is there any motion on that topic?
We already have regular meeting scheduled for July 31st.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, for when? For July 31st.
July 31st.
This is to be adding one, correct, if we wish to add one.
Right.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
We had discussed the possibility, Rob Robinson and I had discussed the possibility of a PNB meeting to go over the program policy. Rob, did you want to bring that up now for telephone conference, that scheduling of that kind of a meeting?
Rob, are you with us?
I don't think he is.
Excuse me, I was muted. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I apologize. I was muted, everyone. I think that would be premature, Teresa. We want to try to schedule a meeting But we have one more meeting that I think we need to complete before we will have gone through the entire document.
Okay, so if there's no desire to have an additional meeting between now and the end of July, then we can proceed.
No, I think we will need to schedule something. The end of July would be fine, David. That would be fine.
Okay, then if there's no further proposal to meet again, it will be a long month without your company, but we'll manage somehow.
Well, you can call.
Okay. Difficult. It will
we
be difficult.
But
we'll...
Okay, so the next thing then, we come to the reports.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Pardon me? I apologize, but there is another minute. Do you want to just wait for the next meeting to approve the minutes of 5-7 of 06 as revised and sent out on 5-31 of 06?
No, why don't we go ahead and get it over with?
Is there any objection to considering those minutes at this point?
So move.
Okay. Is there any debate on that? Okay. Can you repeat again which minutes we're
5-7.
These were the PNB meeting of May 7th of 06, and they were revised, and they were sent out on May 31st of 06.
Okay. Is there any objection to adopting those minutes? Hearing none, they're adopted.
Thank you for your patience.
Okay. Now we're into the personnel committee report. Dr. Bethune is the chair of that committee. I circulated the motions that she sent to me at late last night to the board earlier today. And I just want to comment, Evelyn, that I don't know that we're going to have time to consider every motion. So you should prioritize the motions in the order of urgency.
Point of information, Mr. Chair? Did I misunderstand something that I thought we were talking about putting item 8 after
You're right.
Three?
Pardon me. You're quite right.
So we were.
Okay. So this is the motion on meeting dates. The first was the PMB September regular meeting. And hold on. Let me check the time. 5:56. Okay. Which, for anyone listening, is not the real time. I'm on my slow clock. So the September meeting, we had originally scheduled it for the 15th through the 17th, and as I said at the last meeting, I can't be there, and Lydia had moved to move that date. The dates we had considered were the 22nd through the 24th or the 29th through the 1st.
No, I can't be that 22nd. That's my 51st wedding anniversary.
Yeah, you better be
right.
Home for that.
Lisa. May I say, like I said, for some reason, I strongly remember, because I thought that we had decided that it would be the weekend of the 30th or the 29th, starting that Friday, because we went through the whole thing in terms of why September wasn't so good, and as Lydia pointed out, like later in September. So maybe it might be good to just start from if people can do the 29th.
Okay, so there's a motion for the 29th through the 1st.
Is that Ramadan?
Yeah. Well, it's still
yeah.
Hold on, folks, let's not do crosstalk. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Okay, debate?
Well, Zarina will not be there probably at any of that time between September 22nd to October 23rd. But,
Mary,
I mean, just consider that it's one person, that's all.
Mary?
Well, Zarina has spoken to that, and she's on the call, so I think we can ask her. That's the whole month, so we need to meet in September, so I don't know. I mean, I think Zarina should speak to that.
I already did. I said you all can meet. You don't need me.
Well, we do. But
yeah, we do.
Is it true that you can't meet at all in September?
She said that she can't meet again on the 22nd.
Okay, I would rather not have to do it, but, I mean, I can. It's just that is our month of Ramadan.
Sure.
I travel at that time, so I can travel.
Uh-huh.
I just want you all to be clear that that is my month of Ramadan for fasting.
And it goes from what dates?
September, about September 22nd or 23rd until October 23rd. We're not sure the date because it's based on the sighting of the moon.
Okay.
So, this is Lydia. Can we take a straw vote, let's say, on the 15th? How many people were able to be on the original date of the 15th and then take votes on the subsequent weeks as well?
Well, can we go yes or no? Is how we going to take a straw vote?
Or yeah, or maybe.
Raise your hand.
Raise my hand.
Okay.
Is Dave
point
the
of
only
clarity?
One, is Dave the only one who can't make it on the 15th?
I
guess. And Zarina.
No,
Zarina
can make
it.
Make the 15th.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then let's do it.
It would be hard for me to be there on the 15th.
Oh, it's a little early for the budget, too.
And it's also
that's
early
right,
for the budget.
Dollars.
I thought we had agreed on the 21st, I mean on the 22nd.
No,
are we changing that?
No, we didn't agree.
We agreed on the 15th.
And then we posted, I looked at my notes, and we favored the 29th, but we decided to finish it up on email, or postpone it, rather, because we couldn't, it was either the 22nd or the 29th that we had come to.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Would a motion be in order?
Well, we have a motion.
Okay,
can someone read the motion?
The motion is that the September PMB meeting in Berkeley be held from the 29th to the 1st.
So can I call the question on that?
But the question will automatically call itself in about 2 minutes, and people may have something else to say.
May I say something else?
Please.
Lonnie, I seem to recall that that there was some reason, which again had to do with the budget, where I decided that the 29th would be better than the 22nd.
That was correct.
Right, so I didn't know if you might want to speak to that.
Well, that's our motion. That's what you moved.
Mary, it makes it really hard if you weigh in on comment that people make.
Right. In terms of why we would want to, in terms of explaining why the If I remember correctly, in terms of explaining why the 29th is better than the 22nd. Because it seemed like there was a reason why we chose that date to me.
Lonnie, do you want to speak to it?
Well, the 15th is the budget. I won't get it back until the 8th. And so if we met on the 15th, that was an issue. The 21st or the 29th is fine.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we are 5 minutes before the end of the item, so that being the case, we're going to move to a vote. The vote is on the meeting from the 29th of September to the 1st. Will you call the roll, Teresa?
Well, Dave, stop.
Can you
just ask if there's an objection to expedite it?
Is there an objection? Hearing no objection, we'll reschedule the September PNB meeting to the 29th through the 31st. We're at time on the item, although we do have 2 minutes left.
But there's no 31st of September.
Excuse me?
There's no 31st of September.
I said through the 1st.
First.
I thought I said through the 1st. I was trying to say through the 1st. Please forgive me if I failed. May we consider the teleconference dates via email and reschedule those at the next meeting?
Mr. Chair, point of information.
Yes, Mary?
Well, we'd already agreed to these. Is there any reason to change them? They're on the calendar.
That was proposed is that that frequently we come to a portion of the agenda where the East Coast people are exhausted and can't stay on, and we cannot get through the agenda, or people from the East Coast have to drop off. So Lydia had suggested reconsidering and scheduling one or more dates for a weekend day. That was the rationale. We don't have to do anything.
Dave, this is Bob.
Well, we've already...
Go ahead, Bob, and then Ambrose.
No, okay.
We have to change the what had been... Well, either change or add an extra to what had been the July 31st, because... The bylaws amendment was not actually noticed, I think. The announcement didn't go out and the cart started until around June 15th. So it requires 60 days notice before the vote by the PNB. So that would mean a vote, you know, around the vicinity of August 15th. So that could be a supplementary meeting. And we don't have to set it tonight, but I just wanted to alert board members to that.
Okay. May we move the agenda?
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. The next item is the Personnel Committee report. Evelyn, you're the chair. Please take it away.
Greetings, and thank you for your time. Of course, the committee is made up of myself, Patty Heffley as secretary, Don White, A.C. Bird, Rip Robbins, and Rosalinda Palacios. The first meeting of the PNB Personnel Committee was held on June 16th via conference call at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. The meeting was called to order, and the first priority was to address the issue of clarification by the group of the scope and direction of the committee. And after much discussion, A.C. Bird made a motion which reads as follows. The initial scope of the Personnel Committee, as charged by the PNB, shall be, number one, to establish accountability protocols for the ED and general managers, to work to resolve ED and general manager personnel issues, and number three, to open lines of communication between the PC, the ED, and management. This motion passed without objection.
Could you define what the PC is?
I'm sorry, Personnel Committee.
Okay, thank you.
Forgive me. We felt that this meeting was necessary prior to the meeting with the executive director to ensure that we understood what our scope was as a group and to get organized. We also set up a Yahoo Groups email so that we can keep a record of the minutes and communicate as a group. Our second meeting was held on June 20th with the executive director, Greg Guma, at 8:30 Eastern Standard. All members were present, and the group discussed the level of confidentiality necessary for this committee based on the subject matter of the meetings and the necessity to always give the full report versus personal opinion. The discussion began with approval of the agenda. We welcomed Greg to the discussion, and we discussed the self-evaluation letter given to the PNB in New York. From that meeting and the discussion, the Personnel Committee proposed four resolutions that we are presenting to the body as motions for action tonight. After excusing Greg from the meeting, we continued the discussion on the merits of the proposed resolution and the verbiage. The group decided that we would meet again on the 29th, just prior to the PNB meeting on the 30th, to tie up any loose ends and to vote on the resolution. The following are the result of those meetings, and all of the resolutions were included in your email. The first resolution that I would like for us to look at would be the LSB Management Evaluations Motion, which is to resolve that the latest complete and partial management evaluations done by the LSBs, including general managers and program directors' comments, be forwarded to the executive director and the HR director, so that they can assist in the ED's evaluation of national staff, and that all evaluations of GMs and TDs be completed by September 15, 2006 for this year, only, and that beginning in 2007, evaluations be completed by July 1st.
Okay, so that's a motion from the committee. It doesn't require a second. Is there any debate on the motion?
Say that again, Dave. I didn't hear you.
So that motion is now before us, and it's from committee, so it doesn't require a second. If there's no debate on it, we can go straight to a vote. If there is debate, then we will.
I have questions to ask.
Okay, go ahead.
The first question is, hello?
Okay, I got you right after Sarf.
Thanks, sorry.
If Greg wants to go ahead, let him go ahead, and I'll come back later.
No, that was Ray.
Ray, okay.
You're recognized.
Okay, my question is, in the scope of Personnel Committee, I thought we are a policy-setting body, and we are getting involved here now, looking at the disputes between the managers and the ED and that kind of stuff, and I want to know a little bit more background on that and discussion that happened in the Personnel Committee meeting.
Well, right now that's not in order. What's in order is debate on the motion from them, and the first motion has to do with how evaluations by LSBs will be handled.
Okay. They take them one by one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, again, the motion is that the latest complete or partial management evaluations done by local station boards – include GM or PD comments will be forwarded to the ED and HR director so they can assist in the ED evaluation of national staff, and that all evaluations of GMs and PDs be completed by September 15, 2006 for this year only, and beginning in 2007, evaluations be completed by July 1st. Is there further? Oh, Ray, go ahead.
Yes, actually, the question I have might be superfluous in the sense that, but anyway, I want to know if the date of September 15 took into account the actual work done by those committees, and was it chosen with the expectation that all those committees could complete the task? I mean, were those committees contacted to see where they stood, or was it just kind of being dictated that they should do it by then?
Evelyn?
Well, it was based on some dates that the ED has for getting the evaluation process completed that are already in place and that all of the LSDs are aware of. And that it also says the latest complete or partial management evaluation. So if they haven't finished, we're just asking that they forward whatever they have.
So can I, well, actually, the reason I'm asking that is because it says further that it be completed by September 15th. So you're saying that in spite of that statement, that you expect that you could have a partial evaluation.
Rick Robbins here.
Maybe I'm not understanding.
Hang on, I'm going to let Evelyn answer the question, and then I'll recognize you, Rick.
Okay. What we were asking is whether it's completed or not. The hope is that it's completed by September 15th. However, if it's not, to send what you have.
Okay. That's the spirit of it.
I heard Rip, and then I heard someone else, and then
Greg.
I'm sorry? Who?
Greg.
Oh.
Greg. Okay,
and
Rip,
Mary.
Greg, and Mary. Rip?
Yeah. The way that's phrased there was that we were urging that complete or partial evaluations, whatever's in hand at this point, needs to be forwarded to assist the ED's evaluation, which would be completed by September 15th. Now, I read Greg's report that just came out, and he has a different date. But we were saying there that the ED's evaluation would be done by September 15th. We want the LSBs to send in what they have in hand right now, and that's it.
And I just want to point out to the board that if we spend all our time on this motion, we don't get to the others. Greg?
Yeah. I read this as a deadline for myself to submit evaluations, and I think that was the original intention in order to be able to get it to you at your September and now end of September meeting. Also, it's important because it bears on budgets in terms of any potential raises or any changes in staffing. And so in order for that me to be able to meet that September 15th deadline, I would need the material from the LSBs, obviously, sooner than that. It's not really in conflict with the schedule I put in my report, except in, because there's an amount of time for staff to respond to the evaluation I write, and then there's a several weeks allowed for them to look that over. But I would certainly like to see the material on the from the LSBs earlier than September 15th, certainly at least a few weeks before that.
Call as soon as possible.
Mary.
Yes, I'm not sure how many stations did or did not do their GM evaluation. We have no PD. We did ours. We have now an interim GM. It's very unlikely that she has not been in place that long. It's very unlikely that we would be able, since this is an election year, to get anything by September 15th. When you say partial, can you explain what you mean? I mean, I participated
Evelyn,
in that before.
Evelyn, can you?
I just don't see how we're going to even get it off the ground if we're going to devote our time to promoting elections.
Can you answer, Evelyn?
I can, and I also would like to allow other members of the program council, the personnel committee, to answer if possible. We, in putting this together, the charge of the personnel committee from the PNB was to meet with the ED and discuss the issues that were laid out in terms of processing of information, receipt of information, channels of communication, those kinds of things. And this is an attempt to address those concerns. And partial means if it's not finished, if it's started, if there's anything there, whatever there is, send it.
Okay, we have now exhausted the time for debate.
This is Lydia. I move to extend by
second.
15 minutes.
Second.
15 minutes extension of the Personnel Committee report. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's extended. I do want to note, however, we have several more motions, and if we spend our time debating this one, we won't get to those.
Dave,
who else would like to speak to this?
Don White.
No more.
Lydia.
Okay. Lydia and then Don.
Okay. I would like to propose an amendment to add the deadline so there's no confusion, to insert the deadlines for the LSBs. So I would first like to ask Greg, so if we make for your September 15th completed evaluation by you, what would you say, September 1st would be the latest, or?
Yeah, that would probably be the outside date, yeah. And just to clarify, you can't submit what you haven't done. If there have been
right.
no evaluations, then there haven't. This does not ask anyone to do anything additional, but simply to provide whatever you have.
Right. Okay. So, but can we, then I would like to amend it to say that it be completed by the LSBs and sent to the ED by September 1st of 2006.
What?
Do you have that down, Teresa?
I have it.
So you're changing the date. Point of information, Mr. Chair?
No, I'm not changing the date for the
whoever,
meeting.
Whoever's standing their workbench, could you please mute yourself?
No, Mary, the date for the ED remains the same, September 15th.
Oh.
I am inserting the deadline for the LSBs to get it to Greg in a timely manner, which would be September 1st, which is what he said would give him enough time to review. And then I am saying then beginning the 2007, evaluations would be completed by the LSB by June 15th and by the ED July 1st.
Okay. Is there a second to the amendment?
Second. One information.
It's been seconded by Evelyn, I believe. Yes, sir?
Is the all the general managers and program directors, are their tenures are on the same time schedule? Let's say a person gets hired on January, then he gets evaluated by June. How does that work?
Greg, can you speak to that?
Yeah. Oh, I'm just discovering that. Evaluations in the past have been very erratic. In some cases, people have not been evaluated for a couple of years, in some cases more frequently. I'm trying to put it all on one schedule. That's the hope here, is to regularize it as much as possible, with the exception of people who come in on an interim basis.
Folks, may we move to a vote on this rather straightforward motion?
Well, Mr. Chair, can I have a point of information? What is the deal with people who come in on an interim basis, say, in June?
I'm going to rule that out of order. It's not germane, is it, to the motion?
Well, I don't know if our station is supposed to evaluate an interim manager who just came in June or not.
No, you don't have. No,
no,
you wouldn't have to.
Okay, that's what I wanted to clarify.
Okay. May we move
Mr.
to
Chair?
Vote? Yes,
Mr. Chair, this is Teresa. As Secretary, let me see if I understand this amendment, that the LSB deadline for GM evaluations be 9/1/06 for this year, and beginning in 2007, the LSB deadline for GM evaluations be 6/15.
Point of information, Mr. Chair, this is Rip Robbins.
Hang on, before you do that, is that a correct? Yeah, Lydia, is that a correct statement?
Yes, those are the dates.
Okay. Yes, Rip.
The intent of this motion from the committee was not that evaluations needed to be done starting now, and I think that the wording of that needs to be looked at again, because you're saying that the evaluation of the GMs needs to be done, and that's not the point here. The point was we want the LSBs to send in whatever they have. If they don't have anything, they don't have anything. If they have a partial, they have a partial, and they need to send it in now, not by the end of the summer and early fall, but just send it in now. That's all we're asking, because this, and I want to go back again to some of the questions that have come up with regard to the scope. All we set for, there's some wording about the scope that says that this is the scope initially. And so the personnel committee will evolve into something else, but we were just charged to deal with this. And this was one of the motions that's coming out in public session, because even though this was a personnel matter, in our charge, we were to look at all of the difficulties that were occurring with communication. And if everyone went back to that section in their packet last time and looked at what was written by the ED, that was what we were charged to look at. And so this was one of the motions that came out of that, which we believe as the committee would help with the ED achieving what his job description entails. And so we need to have the LSB send whatever they have, because there's been a lot of delay, but we're just the ED is trying to establish a normal process here. But to get things up to speed here, he's asking that the LSB send him the stuff, which they have not done. So we're telling the LSB that they need to send what they have now, and there's not going to be any more delay, and that's the intent. So if this is going to be amended, and I know that I think this would be friendly is what I'm saying with the wording, to make sure that we're not asking the LSBs to do anything right now except mail the things in.
May we agree that that is the intent? The amendment of Lydia speaks to the specific dates that are listed for completion, but that's a distinct matter from forwarding whatever they are in the present state. If we could just agree that that's the intent so we don't have to go through a formal process, that would speed things. Is that acceptable?
Yes. Mr. Chair, can I just put in parentheses after GM evaluations, in parentheses, or partial?
We can work out after the fact. We understand what the sentiment is. We can work out the precise wording after the fact. The what we need to get to is the amendment of the date by which we're asking that things be completed and then to vote on the overall motion. So given the time, I'd like to bring this to a vote. Is there any objection to the amendment by Lydia? And Lydia, can you repeat the amendment?
The amendment.
May I read it, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Please,
yes.
That would be better.
Move to amend that the LSB deadline for GM evaluations or partial be 9/1/06, and in beginning in 2007, the LSB GM evaluations or partial be due 6/15/07. Or I'll put 6/15.
Okay, that's not my understanding. My understanding is that the first part of the motion remains the same, resolved that the latest complete or partial management evaluations done by the LSBs before to the ED and HR director, and that this was to amend the second half that says, and that all evaluations of GMs and PDs be completed by. Is that correct?
Yes, that was my understanding.
That's my understanding of the amendment, but what you read does not sound like that.
Well,
now you're confusing me. There were two changes. One was for the LSBs to complete their evaluation and forward it to the ED by September 1st.
Right, instead of September 15th.
Instead of September 15th.
Okay.
And then
beginning
in 2007, the same thing, that it allows the ED at least the 2 weeks, so you make it June 15th.
Okay, so all that this amendment does, Teresa, is take the text, the exact text forwarded by the Personnel Committee, and substitute September 1st for September 15th and June 15th for July 1st.
And with the I accept the friendly amendment of the parens of partial as well.
Okay.
Because that was already added down there. It says complete or partial was added to the motion. I accept that as the additional wording.
the latest that's complete or partial is already in it.
Yeah,
right. Already there.
Okay. I get it.
Okay, so then is there any objection to amending the motion to change September 15th to September 1st, 2006, and July 1st to June 15th?
No, not change. We're not changing. It's in addition to. The LSB, we're not changing September 15th. We're just letting the LSBs complete their evaluations on September 1st so that Greg has 2 weeks to look it over, get it and process it, and that he has 2 weeks before the July 1st.
Okay, so we're adding a sentence rather that says LSB evaluations for 2006 shall be completed by September 1st and beginning 2007 shall be completed by June 15th?
Yeah, correct. Teresa has the wording, correct. Okay.
Okay, is there any objection to this amendment?
This is Ray, I do, yes.
Okay, in that case, we're going to call a vote. Will you call the roll, Teresa?
All right.
This is to amend the motion as suggested by Lydia to allow for 2 weeks between the completion of the LSB agenda and evaluation.
Yes. Mary Berg?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Lydia Berzon?
Yes.
A.C. Berg?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Pass.
Sorry for the delay. Ray LaForest?
No, but no.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Alan Minsky?
Yeah.
Rosalinda Montez Palacios?
Yes.
Star Rondawa?
Yes.
Rib Robbins?
Yes.
Rob Robinson? Rob Robinson? Unmute yourself.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Serena Shakir?
Yeah.
Phil Jackson?
Yes.
Don White?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Okay, and Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Okay, the amendment has been approved. Is there any objection to adopting the main motion as amended? Hearing none, that's adopted. I believe, given the extension of time, that we have about another 7 minutes. So if you want to propose the next motion, I believe we have time for that, Evelyn.
Okay. The next motion is the monthly GM report. Resolve that monthly GM, including IGM, reports to the LSB, also be copied to the executive director of Pacifica.
May we move straight to a vote on that item?
Sure.
Well.
Okay. Well, is there any debate? Pardon me.
Yeah.
Don White here.
Go ahead, Don.
Well, I think this is kind of I hope it's a no-brainer. At LSB meetings, general managers make reports to the LSB. There is absolutely no reason why those reports shouldn't also be seen by the executive director. In fact, it can be very helpful for the executive director to kind of know what's happening in those signal areas. They're public reports. They're made in open session. And so we believe it's kind of like not very controversial. The general managers that report to LSB simply forward that report to the executive director. So I'll be voting yes on this.
Did you have something?
Yeah, I think, Mr. Chairman, I think it's a no-brainer that the management head is the executive director of Pacifica. And if he so chooses, if he likes the general managers to report to them, the same report they send to the LSB, then he can dictate them to send them so. I don't think that for every little thing, well, our national board should be engaged in passing motions like that. That's a management prerogative, and the executive director has the authority to request the general managers to provide them with that report. So that's why I will vote against it.
Rip Robbins here.
Go ahead, Rip.
Well, in I would agree that the board really doesn't usually micromanage this type of thing. However, this committee was formed by the PNB in order to look into the matters that were written by the ED in the report that he gave last month. And we were charged with looking into the problems that he raised in that report. And one of those was this matter, which, even though we were a personnel committee, this was one of the matters that we're bringing publicly because it doesn't necessarily deal with personnel, but it's one of the obstructions that's occurring that's keeping the ED, whoever that may be from now on, from being able to properly supervise the people that he's charged with supervising equally with the LSBs. So it only makes sense that he be given those reports, and if they're not going to send them, then I don't think that that would be appropriate, and we wouldn't be making this this recommendation if it wasn't necessary.
Point of information?
I just have a question. Hold on. I heard the point of information from Sarv and then Lydia.
Yeah. Was there instances where the executive director asked the general manager that they send him the report that they give to LSB and they did not?
That's correct.
Lydia? Oh, no, was it Lydia or Lisa? I couldn't.
Yeah, it was Lydia.
Okay.
Yeah, is Greg still on the call?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that was my question, is there some correspondence where you have been asking the various general managers to send you the report they made to the LSC?
I've asked to be kept informed, and in many cases I have not received reports, and in one case that I mentioned, I was given a report immediately before a meeting, and it was basically an attack on the national office, and it was given to me about 5 minutes before I was to actually appear before the that LSC.
This is Ray.
And we just
kind of thing that happened.
We just like to extend a further welcome to Pacifica. Ray, did I hear Ray?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I think well, for slightly different reasons, but I agree with Sal that I think it's an executive issue, and I think the PNB should not go into every single issue that has to do with fortunately of the corporation, and I'm surprised this is happening, and I think the executive director should just seek information as to what the problem was or is, and correct it. I think we should just stay out of it.
I have a question.
Yes. Can I get on the stack, please? This is
Evelyn. I've heard Lisa and then Evelyn.
Greg, I just want to be clear that I understood what you said. I understand you to say that you asked to be kept informed, but did you also specifically say you want a copy of the GM report?
Yes, I've asked for that, and I've asked to be to get that. And in some cases, I mean, in most cases, I have not received them, and in a couple of cases, they've been withheld because they included material that was critical of the national office.
Evelyn.
And
we're coming up on time.
Okay, I just want to once again remind the body of the reason that the Personnel Committee was asked to meet with Greg. And a lot of what we're talking about is in the information that was in our packet that he submitted to us. And we are really trying to address those issues. And because they are very serious issues, and this was like a last resort. This is not like the first thing that has been tried. So I would just ask that you keep that in mind.
Okay, we're going to have to bring this matter to a vote, given time. We have one more minute left in the item with the time as it presently stands. Is there any objection to I've heard two objections, so can you call the roll, Teresa?
All right. Mary Burke?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Abstain.
Ray LaForest?
Hello?
Ray LaForest?
I'll vote no.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Abstain.
Alan Minsky?
Yes.
Rosalinda Montes Palacios?
Yes.
Sar Rondawa? Sarv? Rip Robbins?
Yes.
Rob Robinson? Unmute yourself. Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Zarina Shakir? Zarina? Zarina?
Yes, yes.
Thank
yes.
you. Phil Jackson?
Yes.
Thank you. Don White?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Thank you. Teresa Allen says yes. And I did not hear SARS vote.
I would, no.
Thank you.
Okay, that passes.